Hello everyone, welcome to Winning the Game, the podcast where I share from over decades of training leaders to be more powerful and produce results. We're going to speak about results today. What results do you want that you are not achieving? What results would you love to have, but they don't happen? Well, there are three things, I'm going to cover them in today's episode, that needs to get in place for you to have results, and definitely for you to have results beyond your current level. One is production, the other one is power, and the third one is perspective. What is production? Well, production is simply the actions you take that cause result. You can take them, or you build a system or a process that guarantees that actions are taken. But production means doing things that causes results. Planning might not be production. Preparation might not be production. Reflection might not be production. Installing new software might not be production. All that stuff can be things that are done to prepare for production, but production is taking action that causes results. So look there first. If you lack results, are you taking action? Are you taking enough action? Are you taking the right kind of action? Now, what so many leaders miss, I speak about this all the time, that you cannot only focus on production to get results. You need to focus on power, building and maintaining power. Another word for that is capacity. Leaders everywhere think that being effective is to do stuff all the time. It is not effective to do stuff all the time. Effectiveness is the balance between your production and your power. You need to build your power, expand your power, take care of your power, invest time to increase your power in order to produce more. I've seen this for myself. When I took on coaching clients that had more accountability than I previously was used to working with, could be executives for thousands of people, it could be people known from, you know, radio and TV, people that are in the public. I needed to power up my clarity and certainty to be able to match their challenges. So with more results, you need not only more production, but you need to be more powerful. Now, here's the third thing leaders miss. How do you get more power? Well, the key here is to get interested in something called perspective. More power, or a new sense of power, has to do with very, very often to access a new perspective, a new way to see the world, to discover some things that before were hidden that now becomes visible and then empowers you. Those perspectives can be a range of things, but the most powerful ones are addressing things that are not really visible. Your level of self-awareness, your level of presence, how you stop distracting yourself and wasting time and find focus quicker. How do you do that? Well, there are insights, distinctions, and perspectives that allows for power, that leads to production, meaning action, that leads to results. So you look for yourself from this video. Where is your weak spot? Is it simply taking action? You have things you know you should do that you don't do? Or is it that you're so tired, distracted, worn out, on the way to burnout, thinking about work at home all evening without getting anything done, either with your family, with your work, that you simply need to build your power? Or are you a little bit at a loss? I feel I'm taking action, I feel pretty powerful, but results aren't happening. Well, then you need to gain some new perspectives about leading yourself with more certainty, with more clarity, and definitely more power, so you can elevate your power and production with a new perspective. So if this was interesting for you, look for yourself. Where are you strong? Where are you not so strong? And I recommend investing time in discovery of new perspectives every day. So if that's interesting for you, you're welcome back to the podcast Winning Your Game anytime, or simply go to wilhelmhaus.com for more content like this. Thanks for listening today, and I'm back with new episodes of this podcast most days of the week. So welcome back anytime you want.